are two versions of the Doobie Brothers, the Tom Johnston version and the Michael McDonald version.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
I will be dealing with the Michael McDonald version for this morning. The song Taking It to the Streets, that was the very first single with Michael McDonald singing, and he wrote that song. Did very well. It was on Taking It to the Streets in 1976, and it was inspired by a little bit of gospel and his sister Maureen. Here's Michael McDonald.
I always loved gospel music, and I more or less was writing some kind of a gospel musical phrase in my head. But the lyric idea really stemmed from a conversation I had with Maureen about the state of society in terms of inner city and all the hundreds of thousands of kids that grow up in that environment who have to somehow look at the world and glean some kind of a hopeful attitude from what they're exposed to, and how impossible really that must be if you walk in their shoes and see the world that they see day in and day out.
And that's why we like the Tom Johnston version better. The Beatles' song, Oh Darling, on Abbey Road, it got a little remix, a little added fun for you if you're a big fan. They're teasing the 50th anniversary edition of Abbey Road that's going to come out at the end of the month. And they released two versions of Oh Darling. The first is a brand new mix by George Martin's son, Giles. The second, never-before-released Take Four, with an overdubbed Hammond organ from Billy Preston. Now, the song, Oh Darling, was supposed to be on Let It Be, but Paul was kind of agonizing over the vocals. Couldn't get it right, 1969. He tried to perfect the vocal over several days, and eventually, the version that you know is Take 26. Yipes! That's a lot of stuff. The two versions are available now in the 50th anniversary edition of Abbey Road, coming out September the 27th.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.